From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is on assignment. I'm Madeline Brand. And there's no question about the lead today. All the top stories come from the U.S. Supreme Court. The court ended its term today, and it issued rulings banning the display of the Ten Commandments in government buildings, although allowing them on government grounds. And the justices ruled unanimously that internet file-sharing services like Grokster can be held liable if their customers illegally swap files. We'll have more on those two cases coming up, but first we get an overview from Emily Bazelon. She's the legal analyst for our partners at the online magazine Slate. And Emily, walk us through today's decisions, and let's start with this split ruling about the Ten Commandments. There were two cases relating to this, and we got two different outcomes.
Yes, that's right, Madeline. The first case is called Van Orden versus Perry, and we've got here a 6-foot monument to the Ten Commandments. It's on the state capitol grounds in Austin, Texas, and it was displayed in a museum-like setting with about 17 other monuments and donated to the state by the Fraternal Order of the Eagles. And it's been there since 1961. And in this case, it was a 5-4 split. The only common vote to both of these cases is Stephen Breyer. And in this case, the Ten Commandments display can stay. The second case is called McCreary County versus ACLU. It's in Kentucky, and they're frame displays of the commandments, and they were originally placed there to demonstrate America's Christian heritage. Later, the city decided to try to dress them up with some other secular documents like the Mayflower Compact and the Magna Carta, but that those later actions did not save the Ten Commandments in the view of the court, and in a second 5-4 decision, this one by Justice David Souter, that display was ordered to be taken down.
And so what do these rulings say about the court's approach to the separation of church and state?
The court is putting a lot of weight on the question of whether the government is trying to endorse religion and what the government's purpose was in these different cases of erecting these displays. So a lot of this follows actually from a concurrence that Justice O'Connor wrote in a 1984 case that was about a Christmas display in a park in Rhode Island that had a creche, but also Santa's sleigh and reindeers and a bunch of other things. And Justice O'Connor said in that case that what bothers her is government endorsement of religion, the idea that the government is deliberately sending a message to non-believers that they are outsiders who are not full members of the political community, and a parallel message to believers that they're the favored insiders. And this morning, Justice Breyer seemed to pick up on that logic and say that for him, one of the big differences between the Austin display, which was permissible, and the Kentucky display, which was not, was the stormy history of the Kentucky display compared with no challenges until now to the Austin display. And Breyer was quite candid about the notion that in his view, these difficult borderline cases really require individual judgments. And he said that in his view, he thought that an outcome against Austin might lead the law to exhibit a hostility toward religion that really has no place in our constitutional law.
All right, let's turn to the Grokster file sharing case, and that involved the question of whether internet services can be sued when their users illegally trade copyrighted material, such as music or movies. So can they be sued?
Yes, they can be sued. This was a unanimous and fairly narrow ruling. Grokster is in trouble because it was deliberately making it clear to all the people who use its services that its services could be used for copyright infringement. And the court was pretty aware of the danger of going too far in this direction and stifling innovation, but decided that this case was pretty easy because there was a lot of evidence that Grokster knew exactly what it was doing by setting up its software for people to download, you know, large volumes of copyright-protected material.
And very quickly, what are some of the other decisions out today?
Very quickly, there was a 6-3 ruling in which the court decided that cable operators offering high-speed internet access have no legal duty to open their services to customers of all ISPs.
Opinion and analysis from Emily Bazelon, the court watcher for our partners at the online magazine Slate. Thank you, Emily.
Thanks very much.